Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Every time I read the Psalms and study it, I'm always challenged and reminded of just sometimes we take things for granted for what the Lord does for us and what he provides. And when we read this and we study Psalm, if you look at it in a different way, it's important to remember that the person doing the talking is a sheep and the care and in or under the care of the good shepherd. It's a sheep doing the talking in the care of the good shepherd. See, it's comparable to the Christian's claim of belonging to the family of God. Although the believer can certainly enjoy the benefits of his relationship with the Lord, it's also true that most of God's sheep are in need of restoration from time to time. And I'm not talking about physically, but also spiritually. We need that refreshing and that encouragement. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 1. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such an one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. You know, King David was the human author of Psalm 23, and he knew exactly what it was like to need restoration and comforting. Sometimes it's a restoration because of struggling with sin. Sometimes it's a restoration of just being exhausted and wore out. Several people coming in tonight, as I spoke to them, asked how they're doing. Well, doing fine, a little tired. Man, this heat has really got me down. Restoring. Restoration. The Lord provides for us and helps us toward the end of a day. We're winding down. We're a little tired. But we can come to church and be a little charged, a little be restored, spend time with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and knowing that I also have those that care enough about me, as we read in Galatians 6:1, that we which are spiritual restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. And I want to just park here just for a moment. We'll go on. That is so important. Even outside the context of what we're talking about in Psalm 23, again, Galatians 3:1, brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou be tempted. I mean, hey, it's not, I knew it, I told you so, as opposed to loving the brother, trying to encourage him. Sometimes a brother needs to help up and not kicked while he's down. Some years ago, they coined a phrase, I think it was in 80, help me out, Michelle, 82, brother slamming. And so I think it was in the early 80s, 82, 83, 84, brother slamming. Basically, the aspect added to so often that if we're not careful, I don't rejoice because the church down the road is having a problem, splits, and we pick up a few people. I don't rejoice in that. I don't. In fact, I encourage them, hey, if there's anything you can do to make it right first. Because that's only hurt the church, hurt the pastor, hurt the community, hurt the situation. But those things happen. But we should keep in Galatians 6:1 in mind, if a brother be overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of meekness. Just like the good shepherd does for us. Boy, I'm so glad when I call upon the Lord in 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us from all righteousness. I'm glad the Lord doesn't say, I told you so. I've been waiting for this. No, he comforts me, he restores me, he reminds me, and I'm grateful when he rebukes me when I need it because I can go to him for forgiveness. Psalm 42 and verse 11, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Now, take notice here of the word cast. This word cast from an old English word that means to sink or to depress. To sink or depress. It's also an English shepherding term for a sheep that has turned over on its back and cannot get up again on its own. You know, like a turtle that turns over. And just like David, it's a sheep that needs to be restored. So when a sheep becomes cast, it is in a very critical condition. Gases can build up and cause a sheep's body to swell, cutting off circulation with its legs and making an animal easy prey for those other wild animals or predators around them. And if not restored by a watchful shepherd, that lamb, that sheep will die. This is why every believer must look to the Lord for restoration. We too can become cast. We too can come to the point where we're on our backs, we're flailing spiritually speaking, that we're having a rough time. I think all of us either have experienced or know someone who is reeling, that have gotten away from the Lord, and they're really not in their right mind. They're not upright. They're on their back. They're casting. They're swelling with sin. They're struggling to find their way, and they don't need someone that doesn't practice Galatians 6:1. They need someone who does practice Galatians 6:1 to let them know that I love you. I'm here for you. I want to encourage you. Is there anything I can do for you? And sometimes it's even warning them, hey, you know, I'm concerned. You're going in the wrong direction, and it is hard. You know, I've shared the illustration before through my ministry. There's been times I've seen young men, soldiers, and other young men that were civilians in our church, out of church, not doing right, in the wrong place at the wrong time, and I don't want to hide and not let them see me, because I don't want them to be embarrassed. I want to go to them. I want to let them know that, hey, I love you. I'm praying for you, but I think you know you're probably not in the right place doing the right thing. You're not heading in the right direction. And I tell you what, that has served me more to help than it has ever served me in them being upset with me. They at times may get hurt. They may get aggravated. But I've never had an instance where they didn't come back and apologize if they got upset. It's an aspect of realizing we too could become cast. Number one, be alert for the comfortable spot. Be alert for the comfortable spot. Again, there in verse 3, he restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Letter A, be careful about comfort. We can become too comfortable, too lax in some areas, become overconfident if we're not careful. See, the sheep that's always looking for the comfortable place to lie down is a sheep that will oftentimes become cast. We need to make sure there's nothing wrong with having comfort. There's nothing wrong with sitting in that lazy boy chair at home or the nice couch. But I'm referring to taking that comfort in an area or relaxing maybe where you shouldn't be. Dwelling a little longer, observing, viewing, listening, or just getting away from the things of the Lord. See, in a place of ease among the rounds and the hollows of the ground, it's easy for sheep to roll over on its back. The alert shepherd, the one who's on guard, who's on watch, is out among his flock, keeping an eye out for his sheep that is cast. That's why it's so important for the pastor, for the deacons, for the people of our church, those who teach and have a class involved, to be among and around the people, where you work, where you live, taking notice, trying to be a help and a blessing and know what's going on. Much as I hate it, it's important for me to keep up with current events and what's going on. It makes me mad sometimes. I might need to put up a dartboard in my office and put somebody's face on it. I don't know. But sometimes I get aggravated. But it's important because people do become cast. People get away from the Lord and people struggle in some areas. And that shepherd, that pastor, that shepherd, it should be out among his flock, keeping an eye out for the sheep that is cast. Now, I read a thing, it's a long time ago, and I wrote it down, it's on my computer. Shepherds should smell like sheep. Because they're among their people. They're among their sheep, among those they're taking care of. Some of it's going to rub off on you. And I as well. I don't want to smell like some of y'all, but I do need to be around you. You know, that did it. However, the shepherd is not the only one watching. The shepherd is not the only one watching and notice those sheep upside down that are cast, that are on their back, that are sick, that are struggling. And just like we have Christians in the world today that are away from the Lord, they're backslidden, they've become spiritually cast. Some of them are bloated in some areas, they don't even realize it. And that's why it's so important for the other brother and sister in Christ, for their pastor, the shepherd, to come along, because there's also predators are also on the lookout. Satan is also on the lookout for those Christians that are cast, that are weak, that are struggling. The birds of prey, the wild dogs, the coyotes, the cougars, and other wild animals know that cast sheep is easy prey. And Satan knows when we're vulnerable and when we're easy prey, and believe me, he leaps and pounces quickly. And that's why it's so important that we help one another and encourage one another. Psalm 7, verse 1 and 2. O Lord my God, in thee do I put my trust. Save me from all them that persecute me and deliver me. lest he tear my soul like a lion, rending it in pieces while there is none to deliver. So here in reality, the comfortable spot may be the one of potential danger for the sheep, and it is only the watchful eye of the shepherd that will keep the sheep alive. Be careful about comfort. Be careful. There's nothing wrong. Just like the shepherd is there among the sheep, watching and watching out and caring. Sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes he may miss a thing right away. He may miss something for a while, depending on how large his sheep is, how large the flock, how large his congregation is. And that's where others come in hand. That's where other believers come in to help. That's where other sheep can baa and let the shepherd know, or let them get their attention about what's going on. And we as well in helping and encouraging and praying for one another. We had a good exercise tonight. Not that anyone's cast, but Miss Bonnie was concerned about Brother Ray. That's what we do. We ask about each other. We pray for one another. We inquire. I would imagine Brother Little John is going to get some phone calls and text messages tonight and tomorrow. That's a good thing, and I'm sure it will make him feel really good. So again, in reality, the comfortable spot may be the one of potential danger for the sheep, just like is for us. Gentlemen, I can't say it enough. It's so important to have accountability. I'm going to throw out a statistic. I can't remember the number. But the day and age that we live in today, for years I was always warning them in, be careful. Have accountability partner. Make sure what you watch, what you view. Make sure your wife knows your password. The kids know the password. I mean, my granddaughters and my daughter, they pick up my phone. It doesn't take them long. They've learned. They know. They get into my phone. I've got no problem. It's good for me to know they can. I don't want to have anything to hide. I don't want to be afraid that I have anything to hide. But you know, we live in a time and society today, the statistics that are almost level now with women struggling with pornography as much as men. In fact, I think the men are probably higher. I think the women are just a little more truthful and honest than the guys are. But it's unbelievable of the statistics and the canceling among our churches in that area. If we're not careful, we can become cast. We get away from the Lord. We get away from the things of God. We get too comfortable. And before we know it, again, I've said this before, no Christian, no godly man, no godly woman wakes up and says, I'm going to ruin my life today, embarrass my family. Doesn't happen that way. It's a process of time before you become cast. First, it's the weakness. First, nothing happened. Oh, no big deal. I missed a place here. I missed a place there. Haven't been in church a week or 2 weeks. Before you know it, it's months and years. And before you know it, you could become cast. And we, which are spiritual, should do our best to embrace, to love, encourage, and try to bring them in. Be careful about comfort. Letter B, be careful about control. Be careful about control. Here's a bit of a lengthy passage here. Mark chapter 10, verse 17 through 22. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come and take up thy cross and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. See, this young man and the rich ruler thought he had everything under control, that he was in a safe position. The truth was that he was on the verge of being eternally cast down. But don't fall into the trap of thinking this is something that only happened to lost people. It doesn't. There are many times when we as God's sheep, as God's people, feel like we have everything under control, only to find out ourselves that our fellowship with the Lord in the need of his restoration. Don't get too comfortable. Be careful about control. Who is leading our life? Who are we following? And by the way, restoration can be a very painful experience. Very painful. I mean, there's a lot of pain involved in getting rid of cancer. There's a lot of pain involved in surgery replacing joints. There's a lot of pain resolved in being restored physically. And sometimes there's also some pain that we experience in restoration. And we need to make sure to not just be careful about comfort, but be careful about control. We feel like sometimes that we've got to put our hands on it. I think one of the hardest lessons that Michelle and I learned as mom and dad, as parenting, when we dropped off our first child to college. That long drive back, I think Michelle cried 9 hours. Leaving the little one there, concerned, realizing, and coming to the point and talking, realizing that we've done all that we can. We've done the best that we can. We're not in control. We can pray for them. We can encourage them. We set the right pace. We bring them where they need to be, and we put them in the hands of God where He is in control. We can pray. We can encourage. We can provide accountability. But we ourselves need to remind ourselves that, hey, I'm not in control. And if I'm in control, then I need to be very careful that the control that I have is yielded to the Spirit of the Lord, that I make sure about where I go and how that I do it. Again, back to the book of Galatians one more time. Brethren, if a man be overtaken of fault, he which is spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, consider thyself, lest thou be tempted. This restoration can be a painful experience. And as we care and are careful about control and who's in control, at the same time being careful about comfort. We don't want to get too comfortable in life. We don't want to get too comfortable in the sense that I can do it myself. But realizing that, hey, there's much that we can do, but there's so much more that I can do through Christ. And that not of myself. I can remember one of our little girls when she was little. I get a little impatient. When I'm sitting out in the mudroom, getting ready to leave the house in the mudroom to go and close the door, go to the next door and open the door. The wind is blowing. It's below zero. It's minus whatever it is. And we've got all of our coats on, and we've got one there that's working on tying her shoes. And I want to tie her shoes. I want to tie her boots because it's cold in that mudroom. We need to get out and to the car, on the church service. And when I want to help, and I hear that little voice say, I can do it myself. And waiting to allow them. You know, so often, if we're not careful, we want to remind the Lord that, hey, I'm a big boy now. I can do it myself. I don't want to ever be to the point where I feel like I can do it on my own. When I'm doing it in the flesh, I'm doing it on my own, referring to ministry, not tying my shoes. I wear loafers now, so I don't have to tie them. But the aspect of ministering, I need Him. I need His guidance. I need His help. I need His control, His guidance, and I can be comforted in knowing that I'm yielding to Him to help me to minister to others. And again, 1 John 1, verse 8 and 9, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Be alert for the comfortable spot. Be aware in realizing there is no sheep that a shepherd has watch care over that doesn't need guidance, that doesn't need to be cared for. After all, the Lord refers to them as not being very intelligent, and He calls us sheep as well. They need to be cared for, and dear friends, we need to be cared for, and at times we need to care for one another. If a brother be taken in a fault, again, he, which is a brother that's spiritual, make sure that we're there for them to encourage them and to lift them up. All right, it's already 7:30. We'll go ahead and stop there for tonight. Just go ahead and make a little tick mark. Please don't lose your handout, and we'll pick up there next week and continue there. And I'll do a little more study on some of this to add to. All right, anyone else have a comment, question, want to say anything before we have a word of prayer and be dismissed? Everybody happy? Everybody excited, looking forward to some fellowship? Yes. Yes, and he was the God-man during that time. He was Jesus, man in the flesh, yep. But isn't it wonderful to know that he points everything back to His Heavenly Father? There's none good. He wasn't looking for fellowship. Though those followed, he pointed everyone back to His Heavenly Father. And what does that say for me and you if He says that, huh? Amen. That's a good one to remember when it's so. Because I've asked people before, oh, I'm a good person. I don't sin. Oh, really? Yeah. Yeah, amen. Amen. All right, let's have a word of prayer. We'll be dismissed. Again, God loves you. This preacher loves you. I can be a help to you. Please do not hesitate to ask. Again, we're so excited about being here and being your pastor. Looking forward to see how the summer goes, if we experience this summer, and keep on praying that maybe we won't see these dust storms and rain so much this year as y'all have seen in the past. We'll see how it looks. But I heard someone tell me the other day that they're concerned about the first, what we call them, habobs, what do you call them? That because it's been so dry, I mean, just how dusty it may very well be before we leave. Yep. Brother Alan Smith, would you dismiss us in prayer, please?